Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you, and welcome back on board On the Mark. It's a Wednesday morning. We are brought to you, as always, by the good folks at the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out online at sunburymotors.com. The hotlines will be open this morning. 570-743-9565 is the number that will get you through to our producer, Lynn Hall. She'll try to get a few bits of information from you. I don't know what language I'm speaking this morning. A few bits of information from you, and then she'll put you on hold, and then I'll pick up the phone and say, good morning, you're On the Mark. And On the Mark is available on email as well at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to put OTM at the start of your message so it goes right through to us. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. They are a family-owned dealership since 1915. They're North 4th Street Ford dealership in Sunbury, and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf are the preferred dealerships here in the central Susquehanna Valley. They cordially invite you to find out more about the great options they always offer when you purchase your next vehicle. They have an extensive inventory selection of new and used vehicles from Ford, Hyundai, and Kia. Their dealership team is ready to help you select the vehicle that's just the right fit for you. They have plenty of experience and knowledge to share, and they take pride in helping all their customers find the right vehicle. Their commitment to you, their customer, includes offering great finance options as well. They have the area's leading parts and service teams who serve you from their large truck, body and alignment shops, plus their repair garage for all types of vehicles. They are a master towing service with decades of experience, and they are second to none when it comes to towing you out of wherever it is you happen to need a tow from. Learn more about them. Visit them today at sunburymotors.com. Well, the big news is that what 70% of American people didn't want is apparently going to happen. There is going to be a rematch between President Joe Biden and President Donald Trump. First time that's happened since Adlai Stevenson ran against Dwight Eisenhower as the Democrat sacrificial lamb back in 1956, I guess that would have been. And before that, the only time it happened was, I think, with Grover Cleveland. In any event, Donald Trump now is under great scrutiny, not only for his flip-flopping on apparently the issue of TikTok, but now they're coming after him on Social Security. Now, yesterday, one of our callers took me to task for doing a segment on TikTok, saying that, you know, you folks you're older and you're not interested in TikTok. But I bet you're all interested in Social Security. And CNN did a number this morning, a literal number on Donald Trump, for using his own words on how he has changed his position and flip-flopped on whether or not he would come after entitlement programs.
And tonight, Donald Trump said something really important. It might be the most important run-on sentence of this campaign, and it's a sentence that, trust me, Joe Biden will do his best to make sure voters hear over and over again.
So first of all, there is a lot you can do in terms of entitlements, in terms of cutting, and in terms of also the theft and the bad management of entitlements, tremendous bad management of entitlements. There's tremendous amounts of things, numbers of things you can do.
Did you catch that? Well, the Biden campaign did. They saw it and nearly instantaneously spat out a new digital ad. The Trump campaign counters that the former president plans to be a strong protector of entitlements, not cut it, and that he was a strong protector of both Social Security and Medicare while in office. But that's not for lack of trying. Trump's budgets in office did not want to leave Social Security and Medicare alone. In 2020, his budget spelled out in black and white that he wanted to spend trillions of dollars less on both programs. Now, today was not an aberration. It's a pattern for Trump and his campaign of talking out of both sides of their mouth on this issue. What exactly will happen to these programs that millions of Americans rely on if he becomes president?
Nikki Haley supports a 23% national sales tax, and she wants to gut Medicare and Social Security.
If Nikki Haley got her way, most seniors would work their entire lives right up until the end, and then not live long enough to receive the benefits they earned and paid for. In addition to wanting to cut Social Security and raise the minimum age to at least 70, and Medicare, he wanted to absolutely destroy it. Rhino Ron DeSanctimonious is delivering the biggest insurance company bailout in globalist history. The socialist Democrats are trying to destroy American health care and trying to destroy your Social Security. That won't happen with me.
We're not touching Medicare. We want to keep Medicare. We're not touching Social Security.
We will always protect your Medicare, and we will always protect your Social Security, always.
Entitlements ever be on your plate?
At some point, they will be. We have tremendous growth. We're going to have tremendous growth. This next year, it'll be toward the end of the year. The growth is going to be incredible. And at the right time, we will take a look at that. You know, that's actually the easiest of all things, if you look, because it's such a big
percentage.
You're
willing to do some of the things that you said you wouldn't do in the past, though, in terms of Medicare.
Well, look, we cannot become a great nation until we become rich again. You know, we can't afford Social Security. We can't afford anything. I'm going to save Social Security.
Save Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security without cuts. Have to do it.
I'm not going to cut Social Security like every other Republican, and I'm not going to cut Medicare or Medicaid.
And joining me now is former senior advisor to President Obama, Dan Pfeiffer. Dan, how big of a deal are these comments? I mean, look, it might have gone under the radar, but the Biden campaign was paying attention.
I think it's a huge deal. You know, a lot of the things that Trump does, his gaffes, the outrageous things he says, are the kind of things that get people, the press, and you know, active, engaged Democrats like myself all worked up, but are pretty disconnected from the everyday lives of the working class voters who are going to decide this election. Social Security and Medicare go right to the core of what these voters care the most about. And Donald Trump has opened a door on an issue in which poll after poll shows he has a very real vulnerability with the exact voters who have helped propel him to his position in this race. So I think it's a giant deal. I think it's really impressive. The Biden campaign is off and running with it, and they're going to try to drive this every single day through the election.
So what do you think? Is President Biden the hero of Social Security, and is President Trump going to be the villain? Is he going to cut entitlements, or is he going to do what he said other times, where he's going to protect them and make sure nobody else cuts them? I don't like political doublespeak when it comes to things like entitlement programs, because I think people have a right to know where these politicians actually stand. I had another cut this morning I was going to pick up, and it was from The View yesterday, where Whoopi Goldberg apparently really tore into Trump on these statements, saying that, you know, he was entitled to go to jail, in effect. And they really said, and she made a good point. She said, you know, you paid into this. It's your money. It's yours. I mean, you should be getting it back. And I agree with that. I think everybody pays into it. Employers pay into it. You pay into it. And you have a right to expect that when you are needing it, it will be there. And when you're entitled to it, it will be there. And some people say it's not actually an entitlement because you actually earned it. An entitlement, I think, indicates you do have ownership in it. And so it is an entitlement program. And we will have to wait and see what President Biden and President Trump work out on this. But I suspect, I agree with the CNN analyst, at least to the standpoint that you're going to hear a lot about this during the campaign. Who will and who will not protect Social Security and Medicare and all those programs? Anyway, how do you think about that? If you didn't like TikTok as a topic, how do you feel about your Social Security? Give us a call at 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. or text us at 70236. Got some emails and some texts that we didn't get to yesterday. Right now the hotlines are open, so we'll wait for our first call, and while we're doing that, we'll cover some of the other material. It says, good morning, Joe. As I was listening to CBS this morning on WKOK, I heard that the Pentagon has $300 million that they saved by cuts. I wish I could find a $100 in my budget. So now we're going to send that money to Ukraine. That $300 million will last maybe 6 to 8 weeks, then we will need to give them more money. And let's see, anything else? Yes. All right. I also heard about the New York police office building that's ransacked with rats that are high on meth, yet New York gave illegals $10,000 gift cards. Cindy said that on the lead and drinking water in Michigan towns are going to take $4 billion to fix so that our children can drink water. Shame on us for not providing for our children. Our enemies aren't going to attack us. They're leaving that war to us. We are destroying ourselves. And here's the last shocker. Some of your listeners believe we are fine and all is well. No, America is not well. America is sick. America, as we knew America, is dying because America was never meant to be like this America of their vision. America will not allow itself to become social. It has no vision in that way of government. All right, that was from one of our emailers this morning, and we have a call coming in. One of our texters left over from yesterday, Chris always generates a few texts, says, I wonder if there's a minute in Chris's day when he doesn't think about Trump. Another one says, Chris, Biden has taken bribes from dictators. Chinese communists are at the top of that list. And, oh, Chris, Biden is getting money from China and the Ukraine while he was VP through his bag man, Hunter Biden. Okay, Eric, you're on the mark this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe. How are you? Back in the country, just spent some time with relatives out in Texas. And it's good to be back in central PA, let me tell you that.
You said you're out of the country. Has Texas seceded from the Union?
Well, that's funny you say that, because there is supposedly a motion out there to do just that. So, So TikTok. Former President Trump and flip-flop. So what do you think his motivation is? I mean, he says that that he doesn't support the legislation to regulate or remove TikTok because, quote, it'll just make Facebook more popular and more used. What do you think about that?
I think he's got a point. I think it would drive people to other social media platforms because I think people are addicted to social media. But the question,
I think you're right. Yeah.
The question becomes, is TikTok a threat to our national security? I don't like the way the Chinese are manipulating it. In their own country, the only thing you're allowed to see for young people is videos on how to become better citizens, become engineers, and study hard. Here in this country, they post things, suggested women doing suggestive dances. There's a challenge, a drinking challenge going around now. I think it's called Borg. You know, so those are not things that I think benefit our society. To the extent that the Chinese communists have any influence on that platform, I say shut it down.
Yeah, because, and I'm not on it, and I often get TikToks from guys like my fantasy football league. We do memes and funny things about the season and so forth, and I never open them because, frankly, I don't want to, you tap on that and then, how do you know what they're placing onto your phone or onto your computer? You know, there's always blockages, right? But every time you have a protection, there's someone out there trying to go around that protection. And, you know, it's tit for tat. Then you got to increase the protection and so forth. No, I'm in agreement that TikTok's not a good thing. And unless the Chinese divest themselves from it, then there's other things we can use. I mean, they talk about freedom of speech, right? Well, what's so great about TikTok that you couldn't find in other social mediums, which don't apparently have the foreign influence that TikTok has?
Well,
that's the question I have.
The other thing that wasn't covered yesterday when we were talking about this, and I didn't get to ask the question, I was hoping to get Ian Scher on from CBS yesterday, but we did have Pia on from our staff, who is our social media director, talking about this. But suppose they do sell it. I mean, who wrote the software? The Chinese communists. I'm sure they put some kind of back door in there that they can get into it no matter who owns it.
That's a very good point, and who knows. But why do you think now, what concerns me is how, you know, former President Trump is backing off of it and in a sense promoting it. Is he somehow, being influenced by the Chinese? Is there something going on there?
Well,
why would you immediately do a 180 on it?
Apparently he had someone at Mar-a-Lago who has a great deal of stock in TikTok, and that person is also a big financial campaign contributor of his. And apparently after that, he kind of backed off.
Yeah. So. And so, you know, everything's for sale again. And that's that. And I'll go back to my rant. And I know I rant a lot. That's
well, that's what the program's here for.
Until our country gets to the point where you don't have to have millions or almost billions of dollars to get elected, we're going to have this. We need to be to the point where you don't have to have, you know, all the television time or turn around and provide so much to every candidate so they don't have to essentially sell their soul to their contributors in order to get elected. Until we get to that point where our people do their own investigating and listen to things like this show and get different opinions and not just what is broadcast to them on the boob tube or, in the case for our younger people, TikTok or other social media. I mean, I'm not on a lot, but I know, you know, our kids are. So I can certainly understand how, as much as we can be influenced by television, they can be influenced by their handheld. So, you know, and if we had ABC or CBS or CNN owned by the Chinese, would we tolerate that? I don't know that we would.
I don't know. That's a very good question. I think that having control of our media, I mean, we're selling farmland to the Chinese communists adjacent to our military bases. We're not getting unduly concerned when they send spy balloons flying over the country. You know, so, but I was astounded yesterday when we had Pia Ripley on. She is our social media director. She was talking about, and I asked, I said, I heard people make money on this, make a living on it, and apparently they do. I mean, there's all sorts of ways. You produce enough videos, you get put into something, and you can put products on it, and people promote their small businesses. So, I mean, I guess there's an economic impact, and I know that they were putting a lot of these young people up to calling their state or their congressmen or their senators to get them to vote against this. So, you know, there are people with a financial stake in it. I guess they were smart to do that, to give people a financial stake in the business end of it.
Yeah, very interesting. So we'll see how this continues to play out in our national election. And I'm sorry I missed. I was, again, out of state, didn't get online. But I imagine you spoke extensively about the State of the Union address last week.
Oh, yeah, we had some discussion about that.
Yeah. I thought that the president came across as confident, even jovial, did a very good job. And frankly, it has now changed my mind. I am now believing that he could do another 4 years, and I think he's going to be my candidate. So, and I watch intensely, and I look to try to pick up cues. Of course, he missed some words because, you know, remembering that he has a background in some expressive language concerns. I thought he did a great job, and I'm not fully behind some of his ideas because it seems like it'd be, you know, increased taxes and so forth. But I thought his demeanor was good. I thought the way he responded to the criticisms was good, and I thought he was on his game. Now, whether he can be on his game all the time, but I was disfavorably impressed by his address last week. That's what I took away from it.
Well, if I get to it later in the program, one of my friends sent me an article by Andrew Romano, who is a national correspondent for Yahoo News, and it's about a YouGov poll that shows that Biden did not get any kind of a bump from his performance at the State of the Union message. As a matter of fact, he lost a couple of points.
That's very interesting. I would have thought just the opposite from the impression I took away from it. But I also thought, and I don't know if you have any of the callers, but I also thought that the Republican response was very interesting, tapping a freshman senator, young woman from Alabama to do the Republican response. I thought that was rather interesting.
Yes, and then they made fun of her immediately on Saturday Night Live, you know, so that's what always happens. Hey, thanks,
well,
Eric.
Okay, thanks, Joe.
Glad to have you back in the country from your visit to Texas. Take care.
Good to be back.
Take care. Okay, Stanley, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Okay, I agree. China shouldn't own anything in this country. So what are we going to do about it?
Well, we're going to make them sell TikTok first, I hope.
Really? How are they going to sell it? Who are they going to sell it to?
Well, I'm sure somebody will buy it. Someone was saying what's the name of the company that owns Facebook? I can't think of the name of the company that owns Facebook. Meta, yes.
Meta.
There's some theory
Meta.
That Meta would buy it, but then that would create a conflict of interest and a monopoly.
A monopoly.
Yep. So, I mean, I'm sure somebody out there would buy it if it's making money. And well, is it making money? I don't know.
Maybe it's making money. Maybe it's not.
Well, I don't know, to be perfectly honest with you.
You know, China's dumped steel in this country at a loss, and other products in this country at a loss in the past. So why does it have to be making money?
Well, I would suspect that if it's meeting a propaganda goal of theirs, they wouldn't care. But if they were actually trying to run it as a business, they might well want it to make some money.
Well, I'm thinking it's China, so it's propaganda more than the money.
Well, the question is ByteDance. Are they actually owned by the Chinese government, or are they...
All companies in China have... the government has their fingers in it.
Well, I'm sure.
Okay, so in reality, yes. The Chi-Coms own it.
So,
you know, they may be able to shield it from scrutiny by saying, "Oh, this guy over here owns it, or that guy over there owns it." But yeah, the Chi-Coms have, you know, interest in it. They have say in what goes on. You know, that's all the other companies, because any foreign company that goes into China to do business, even the car companies, no matter how big they are, the Chinese say you have to do this, this, and this. And they have to turn over their intellectual property and stuff like that, make it available to the Chi-Coms. So, yeah.
Well, I think...
I think it needs to be gotten rid of. Now, you're going to make a lot of people angry.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
That's for sure.
You know, but then Facebook and Instagram and all them, they're just nearly as bad. They collect data and sell it, you know, maybe to a different end than what the Chi-Coms are doing, but they do the same thing. You know, because if you... Have a phone near you, and you start talking about something, and you get on Instagram or whatever, that crap suddenly starts appearing in the feed.
Well,
I
think what they're doing is actually insidious. I mean, what they have, from my understanding, they're encouraging the kind of videos here in this country that become mind-numbing for people. The story that I read yesterday talked about a woman who accidentally saw something about weight loss, and suddenly her inbox in the app was bombarded with extreme weight loss videos, and she eventually developed an eating disorder from them. You know,
right.
So,
yeah.
I mean, they find out what you're watching, and the point is, the more of something you watch, the more they send you videos of what you've been watching. You know, you could say, well, that saves me a lot of time because I don't have to go searching for things I'm not interested in. But when you stop to think about it, that really is insidious. You know, we're just going to keep feeding you this and this and this and this, a steady diet of it. You know, I don't think they should be looking, have an algorithm that determines what we're looking at, to be honest with you.
Well, maybe that's something the government needs to look into. I don't know. All I know is Big Brother's watching in all forms.
Oh, no argument there. And Big Brother's,
you know,
bigger than ever before these days with all the stuff
going
worse.
On. You know, that whole thing on with Mr. Herr yesterday on Capitol Hill shows that, you know, Big Brother is kind of strange, and they don't want to hold up the, you know, own up to the problems in this country. You know, he was getting attacked from both sides.
Yes, he was.
Because the Republicans are unhappy that they're not going to charge Biden, and the Democrats are unhappy because he questioned Biden's mental capabilities. Okay, I'll put it to you this way, Joe. They read the transcript, what was in the transcript. Now, transcripts are hard to follow, you know, and you don't get the true nature of how things were said and exactly why it was said and how it was said.
Right.
What I want to know is, was the interview videotaped? That's what I want to know.
I think
it
was.
And if it was, I want it released.
Well, I mean, the story about Joe Biden not remembering his son's death, Joe Biden, if you remember, tore them apart saying, why would they even bring that up? They had no right to bring that up. But it turns out that Joe Biden brought it up.
Exactly. That's why I say, I want the videotape, video and audio tape released, so the people can see what was actually said and how it was said and why it was said.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you had the one Democrat, I think she was from PA, attacking her, saying he lied about Biden not knowing when his son died. You know, and she went through some convoluted, well, the month and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I want to see it on tape. And then we could see why, whether he knew it, why he said what he said, how he said what he said. Because from my understanding, from the parts that people have mentioned in the transcript, he's basically, his people around Biden were basically saying, yeah, your son died in 2015 or whenever it was.
Yeah, well, supposedly he said...
Yeah, that's right. It was 2015 in May or whenever.
Well, I think he said, and so, this was a direct quote, was it this date? And Biden said, was it this date? Mm-hmm. It was like he was responding. You know, well, we'll give you the last word, sir. We got to take a break coming up here.
And as far as Joe's stutter, he doesn't have a stutter. Look at his old videotapes and interviews. He didn't have a stutter. When he said whenever he misses his words these days, it's because he has cognitive issues, not because he had a stutter.
Yeah, I don't think he's stuttering either.
And he did a poor job when he's gone around the next day apologizing for calling it illegal and illegal.
Right.
Okay?
I agree.
That's his weakness.
Yep, I agree. He's just bowing to the left, far left of his party. Hey, thanks. Appreciate your call, Stanley.
Have a good one.
Bye. Okay, Harry, hang on. We have another caller coming in. We've got to take a quick break on On the Mark, and we'll be right back.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Ready or not, here comes spring and all the work that comes with it. So now's the perfect time to get a tough tractor that's ready for anything this season can throw at it. Right now, you can get 0% or save thousands on select models during the Mahindra Spring Sales Event. Go to MahindraUSA.com to see all our deals and to find a local family-owned dealer near you.
Save yourself some work this spring. Hurry to the Mahindra Spring Sales Event going on now at Hilly Ridge Sales and Service, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Elysburg Road, Danville.
It's time to put your best foot forward for some warm weather fun. First, visit Mifflinburg Variety, your family footwear store. They have all the popular names like New Balance, Saucony, Wolverine, Timberland Pro, Under Armour, and plenty more. Mifflinburg Variety has all the equipment you need for outdoor fun like camping, fishing, and hunting gear, and sporting equipment from Outdoor Research, Marmot, Remington, and Winchester. There's kitchen and household items by Cuisinart and Hamilton Beach. Plus, they carry toys and gifts by Melissa and Doug Ertl and lots more. All at Mifflinburg Variety, your family's variety store. In the Buffalo Valley Shopping Center, Mifflinburg.
Okay, we're back on the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Harry, thank you for your patience. You're on the Mark. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Two things. One, I found it somewhat interesting that, and I didn't watch the State of the Union address, and in all fairness, I have to say, I haven't watched it in years, so it wasn't just Clueless Joe's speaking that kept me from watching it. I had I wanted to watch paint in my house, my neighbor's house, and a couple other places dry, which I found more interesting than anything they were going to say.
Okay. you're tough this morning,
the
buddy.
The fact of the matter with the State of the Union address is those of us who are living life know more about the State of the Union than those who are standing there telling us about it. And, you know, we hear all the stuff about, oh, Wall Street's booming. Well, that may be, but is Main Street booming? And the answer is, quite frankly, no, simply because less than a week after we hear Biden tell us about all his great policies, inflation's up higher again. Announced yesterday that was at a higher rate than it has been in months again. So, you know, you have to take all of this stuff with a grain of salt, whatever they tell you, because there's the truth, and then there's political truth.
Well, especially when they drop food, and fuel out of the equation. I mean, that's...
yeah. You know, that's kind of like, boy, I had a lot of money left this month, but that's just because I didn't pay my mortgage or my car payment.
Right.
You know.
or buy gas, right.
The other thing I wanted to talk about is I saw a little bit yesterday of the hearings, or whatever they were called, with... the special prosecutor with her.
Right.
And I found somewhat distressing, but it does not seem to bother many people, and that makes it even more distressing for me, is the fact that when they seem to have the most issue, especially Schiff, who, well, don't even get me started on Adam Schiff. That we could waste the whole show, and you'd probably have to bleep me out anyhow. But with Adam Schiff, with him calling Mr. Hurd a task for the language he used, the wording he used, not the language, but the wording he used to describe Biden's ability to withstand prosecution as being disruptive and political, or disruptive to the political process and just meant to harm, I thought was the ultimate in double standards, because this is a man who, when he was involved with the impeachment hearings, never let the facts get in the way of a good story. And just automatically assumed facts not in evidence or facts not corroborated were true against our past president. You know, if you're not going to be fair and balanced, then do everybody in this country a favor and step down and go back to work in the private sector.
Actually, great minds run in similar directions. I actually have about a 5-minute cut of the interrogation that Mr. Schiff gave Mr. Hur, and I was fascinated by it, and I know what you're talking about, and it really, I thought, man, this is ridiculous. You know, and he kept trying to.
Well, he didn't even give him a chance to answer.
No, they never do. They want to make speeches. And I found another cut that I didn't pick up this morning, of another congressman, a Democratic congressman, just going on and on and on, never asking a question. I mean, just making statements about him. But, you know, these hearings never produce anything of interest. The last good hearing I thought were the Army McCarthy hearings years ago, when they took Joe McCarthy to task.
Yeah, no, I wasn't around for those, but my first one that I really paid a lot of attention to, I was in high school at the time, was the Watergate hearings with Sam Irwin
Baker. Yeah, the Watergate hearings. I should have remembered them. They're better. Okay, yeah. You're with me.
But those are the ones I remember. But everything else turns into a witch hunt and a political rally. And I thought that I'm not sure, I think it was Eric who was talking about, Biden was confident and competent. He was. I mean, in the clips I saw, like I said, I didn't watch the whole thing, but I saw clips of it. I'm not a monk. I do watch some news and everything else and see clips. But there, he is able to be confident and forceful when the stuff is fed to him. And that's the part that nobody seems to mind, that more and more stuff has to be fed to him, that he can't speak off the cuff. The day after he gave the State of the Union address, where he was so great at it, the next day he was asking people in Pennsylvania to send him back to Congress so he could help fight Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, well, he has his issues, no argument there.
But we're supposed to just swallow bluntly blindly that this is the man who should lead us. It's like, I didn't believe that 4 years ago. I see no reason to believe it now. And to say that this economy is booming, like he did in the State of the Union, that's easy enough to disprove.
Amen. Amen. Hey, we'll give you the final word, sir.
That's pretty much it. I just wish that somewhere down the line, truth would win out again somewhere. But I'm old, not naive, and so I don't really hold out much hope for that.
We'll keep our fingers crossed, Harry. Hey, thanks for calling. Always appreciate talking to you. 570-743-9565. We have two callers on the line. We'll get to them in the order in which they came in. Joe from Sunbury's next. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Good morning. Yes, I called yesterday, and as you say, took you to task. And now I'm reconsidering that maybe the interest in TikTok was more than what I thought. Then Eric called and Stan called, both commenting on it. But so the kind of the pickle is that when Harry called, also he didn't really mention it. But that's all right. But when Eric called, he soon went from TikTok to the flip flop on Donald Trump, and maybe that was part of your story. But I thought it was about TikTok and what it's doing to our children, which I heard one thing recently, is that a child was told that TikTok was going to be taken away, maybe like this was a teenager or, you know, 12 years old, didn't really say. But the child said to the parents, I am going to kill myself if you take TikTok away or if the government does.
Oh, really? No, I haven't heard that.
That proves your point of what TikTok does, right? What it does to your brain as a child, the things you see, you like, and then the more you see, the more you like. So it's like an addiction, right? That's what you've been saying. And that's not news to me, but then Eric went on to talk about some other things, which was about all the money in politics. And I will say, I can remember back, and it might not be that long ago, because when I had discussions with Democrats, that big money in politics was supposed to be bad. Do you recall that, or was that?
Well, people have argued about that for years, you know. So
right, that's what I'm saying. But now Joe Biden, someone called the other day and said about how much money he raised after. It might have been Chris or somebody. How much money he raised after the State of the Union, right? Oh man, they were proud, you know. And he was a supporter of Biden, whoever called.
Right, that was Chris,
and,
I think.
Support Biden. So he was on fire about all this money that Biden raised, and I thought that was supposed to be a bad thing in politics.
Well, everybody touts that they raise money off of some other misfortune.
No, but I'm saying, yeah, right. I understand that. That's a thing. Like, oh, I'm raising money. People love me.
Sure.
But don't you recall years ago that was a bad thing to say that, you know, there's big money and big donors and billionaires that are financing one side or the other?
Well,
I thought that was bad. But I might be wrong.
Well, listen,
then he went to the State of the Union, Eric did, and I'm glad maybe he's opening up and, you know, looking at things in a different way, taking the blinders off, so to speak. And he said that he would vote for Biden now after the speech he wrote, after he was juiced up on some cocktail, that he read it, and maybe Stan commented on it, that I'm not impressed by anybody reading a speech, especially a politician. That's what they do, right?
Oh, they read speeches, yeah.
Yeah, I know. So, and then.
But look, let me say this to you. I think entirely too much money.
Joe Biden is a.
I think entirely too much money. Whoops, I'm sorry. I accidentally cut you off. Sorry about that. I wanted to make a comment. I think actually entirely too much money, and you're welcome to call back. I'm sorry about that. Entirely too much money is spent on political campaigns. And as a longtime broadcaster, and I ran radio stations for some 40 years, we made a lot of money on important political contests. But we have to sell it if the candidate is on the commercial. We have to sell it at what's called our lowest unit rate, which means the lowest rate we charge anybody goes to a politician if they're on the spot. If they say, even if they just say their name, that makes it what's called a use by the candidate, and they get the lowest possible rates. But over and above that, other media don't have to give them good rates. And so all this money is spent on political campaigns. And, you know, it seems to me there should be a limit. So much money. Everybody gets the same amount of money to spend on a political campaign, whether it's from donors or there's a maximum amount you can raise. I think that would make things a lot fairer, and I think it would make things a lot more equitable going up and down the pike. All right, Jim, hang on. I'm sorry. I accidentally cut Joe from Sunbury off. That was my fault. I didn't mean to do it. You're welcome to call back, and we'll get to you after this break.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
What if there is a murderer walking among us?
Follow the clues. Solve the mystery. This village really is a place where murder is easy.
Agatha Christie's Murder is Easy, a brand new BritBox original series, is streaming now, adding to the largest collection of Agatha Christie, including Miss Marple, Poirot, Why Didn't They Ask Evans, and more.
The whole collection, it is magnificent.
Stream the best of British TV, only on BritBox. Start a free trial at BritBox.com.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, welcome back on board On the Mark. Joe from Sunbury, I accidentally cut you off. You had 1 minute left. I'll give you the final minute. Go ahead, sir.
All right, well, and then you did say about Social Security, which I am not even close to being an expert, but I went to the Social Security website, and it says this is the summary of the 2023 annual reports. Now, if I had read through that, it'd probably take me a couple days, but... do you mind if I read two sentences quick at the beginning of it?
I got to move to other calls, so go quickly.
Okay. The trustees of Social Security Medicare Trust Funds report on the current and projected financial status. As in prior years, we found that the Social Security and Medicare programs both continue to face significant financing. If Donald Trump meant that we're going to try to get ahead of the wave and not let it crash before, I'm not sure what he meant, but if that's what he meant, that we're going to try and reduce costs by trimming some of the fat, you know, from the people, that maybe that's a good idea.
Okay. Hey, thank you. Appreciate your call. And he makes a good point. Okay, Jim, you've been very patient. Thank you, sir. You're on the mark from Shamokin Dam.
Okay. First thing, Social Security, all they're going to do is raise the cap. Why should somebody making $160,000 pay the same amount in the Social Security that somebody makes $1 billion or $1 million?
But if you raise the cap, then don't you also have to raise the amount of money they get on the other end?
No.
Okay. So just take from the rich.
You just got to make it solvent. And if you go back as far as Ronnie Reagan, here's something he said. Social Security, everybody talks, Republicans are always talking of cutting that and Medicaid. Well, Social Security has not been, it isn't funded by anything that affects the national debt or our gross national product. It's a separate fund that everybody paid into. Has nothing to do with it. Republicans always threaten they want to cut it. Entitlements, they call it. To me, it's not an entitlement. That's something we paid into and earned with our employer all our life, and we deserve to get the benefit.
Well, that is an entitlement.
Now, second thing, yesterday hearing, this her guy, he did his synopsis. Well, in the transcript, he said Biden remembered his son's death immediately. And there wasn't even a hesitation, but it wasn't in his report, his 700-page report. He also said, made a statement that Biden had a photographic memory. He could remember events through his life, picturing, almost telling a whole story about episodes that happened through his life, but yet he has a bad memory. This was just a political hack job by somebody, I would assume, this is my own personal opinion, he quit the DOJ. So does that mean if he was working for the DOJ, he couldn't sit there and lie? Or does that mean he quit the DOJ and he could sit there and tell a lie?
Let me ask you this question, Jim. Why would Merrick Garland appoint a political hack job to investigate the president of his own party? Why would that be? Can you explain that to me?
That's a good question. You know what else is a good question?
Well, you're not answering it.
Why does it always seem to be a Republican guy that always does the special counsel investigation? They never put a Democrat on it.
Well, why didn't Merrick Garland put a Democrat on it? It was his choice.
Who else? Now, why would you think that? The first person out of the gate, Donald Trump, would be beating him up because, oh, this is a hack job or everything else. So he tried to make it look more fair.
Well, let me ask you.
In my personal opinion, it was an unfair report. It didn't need all the big bravado that he gave about Biden not remembering this and that. When in his transcripts, it seemed to be a completely different story he was telling than his 700-page report.
Are you aware that, Justin, this trying to be fair here, are you aware that Merrick Garland, when he got the report, submitted it to the top person in the Justice Department who is nonpartisan, not a political appointee, and he agreed that everything in there should have been included?
Yeah, I don't agree with that either, but I think he should have did something. Well, let's go on to the economy.
Okay.
Now, since Biden came in, he's averaged 400,000 jobs a month. Now, I know he's not responsible for every job out there, but sometimes a lot of his policies are creating jobs. Now, that has involved with the pandemic. So let's eliminate the pandemic. He's still averaging $275,000 jobs a month without the pandemic recovery part. So that's more. Trump didn't even make 150,000 jobs a month on average for his whole term. And, of course, Trump lost more jobs than he gained because he did such a bad job with COVID. Now, do you think he did a good job with COVID?
Yeah, I do.
What did he do?
He got the vaccine started, got us to the point where we could get something to solve the problem. And he deserves a lot of credit for that.
He couldn't even supply PPE to our hospitals, our doctors, our nurses that were in dire need of it.
Okay.
Gowns, everything.
He sent a hospital ship.
He thought he was a doctor. He played a doctor on TV every day and made an ass out of himself.
He sent a hospital ship to New York because the governor of New York said, "Oh, we have this desperate need for it." They never put a single patient in it.
What does that have to do with PPE?
Trump did everything he could. He's not responsible for manufacturing PPE. The fact that it ran out was because nobody realized we had a pandemic coming. But once they did, they geared up and they made everything we needed.
He knew before everybody else. Remember the day when he went leave the people off the tourist ship and he said because he didn't want his pandemic numbers to go up. You remember when he stood in front on TV and said, "Oh, can't we do something and stick an ultraviolet light inside you or drink maybe some bleach?"
He didn't suggest you drink bleach. He was talking about...
Okay, he suggested drinking a disinfectant.
He suggested that something like that might benefit us if we could come up with something.
People were in horror after they heard what he said.
Putting
a light inside of you, an ultraviolet light inside. If he would have just shut up and left his people do what they were supposed to do that knew what they were talking about, he had an offer when he started in his... When he knew COVID was coming. He knew it was coming. A company that used to produce N95 masks had an old factory, but they needed some millions of dollars to get it started to produce our mask here, and they refused to give them the money.
Jim, we'll give you the final word. We have another break to take and two callers on the line. So go ahead, sir. Wrap her up.
And also, Biden has also produced over 800,000 manufacturing jobs since he's been president.
Okay.
That's my final line. Of course, inflation's high because corporations are making massive profits.
All right. Hey, Jim, thank you. Appreciate your call, as always. All right, hang on, folks. We have two callers on the line, but we have to take our final break of the day.
When car repairs get difficult...
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Who doesn't need to save on their grocery bill? We invite you to come and explore the many grocery items at below wholesale prices at Surplus Outlet. If you haven't checked out your local Surplus Outlet, you're missing out on the savings that could go right into your pocket. Hello, this is Justin Michaels here at Surplus Outlet, and we have what you're looking for in brand name products at prices below the big box stores. Surplus Outlet savings really add up, saving you money that you can put towards things that make you happy, weekend adventures for the family, and maybe even a treat for yourself. If you love a bargain, get ready to stock up. Day in and day out, we give you our lowest prices and many brand products at below wholesale prices. Easter will be here before you know it, and Surplus Outlet has you covered with all your Easter holiday needs. Stop in the Surplus Outlet today for a great selection of national brand candy at unbeatable prices. Surplus Outlet has a great selection of fresh hams, along with all your holiday meal sides and desserts. Surplus Outlet's here to help your Easter holiday budget go far.
Surplus Outlet, Route 11 Northumberland and Route 15 Montgomery. Sign up for Facebook and email alerts for additional special savings. Do it today.
Welcome back on board On the Mark. Chris, you have been hanging on very patiently. It's your turn now. Go ahead, buddy. Tell me where I'm wrong.
First of all, I don't care one way or another, but it wasn't me that mentioned the $10 million being raised. I wouldn't take that as anything serious anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was you. I apologize.
The lead pipe situation, Biden has a considerable amount of money going to that. He has, in the Build Back Better Act, there was $10 billion to start things off, and there were a couple other things in there, including $350 billion of grants that could be used for that if the states so choose.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been very good on that, whereas the only thing Trump did when he was in office was change the ruling so that he said he eliminated some loopholes in it, but he actually increased the time it would take up to 33 years, and certain pipes didn't have to be replaced at all under the Trump plan, which Biden rewrote when he first came into office. But he's been very good about getting money and getting the program started for replacing lead pipes. And it has to all be done in 10 years. Utilities have to have all their pipes cleaned up in 10 years.
Okay.
And I had missed it earlier in the news, but that Venezuela guy that was giving the camera, that gave the camera the double bird and everything, it turns out he was not even involved in the incident. It was a case of mistaken identity that
you've
the police arrested
lost me.
Him.
You've lost me here.
Afterwards.
You've lost me. What are we talking about here, huh?
The Venezuela, the New York Times, the cops getting kicked.
Oh, okay.
Times Square, I mean. Times Square.
All right.
Yes, the guy who gave the double finger, and the Republicans were all up in arms about, and did commercials on, and it was on Fox endlessly. He was innocent and was released. It was a case of mistaken identity.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that, so.
So it's another right-wing hysteria dumping on immigrants that was inaccurate.
So, yeah, but,
this person in particular.
The killing of Lake and Riley, of course, that's not exactly what fit your description there, is it?
No, and I guess a lot of drunk driving deaths happen.
Well, hers wasn't a drunk driving death. Hers was a murder.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the one that was hit by the car.
No, I said Lake and Riley. That's Georgia. She was the one that was murdered by an illegal immigrant.
Yep.
Whom President Trump even called illegal. And, of course, he got her name wrong, called her Lincoln.
I object to your use of the word illegals.
Oh, okay. Well, fine.
What other crime is there that somebody becomes an illegal?
Any bank robber, anybody who steals money out of a cash register at a grocery store, they're illegal.
Bank robbery.
They're illegals. They committed an illegal act.
Accused of having no documents.
If you're
whatever.
We're out of time. Chris, I'm sorry, we're out of time. Call back early tomorrow. We'll finish our lively discussion. Stan, I'm sorry, I couldn't give you the 1 minute. Trying to be fair to Chris, he was a first-time caller today. Call back tomorrow, and we'll put you back on and give you more time. Thanks so much for being with us today, folks. Really enjoyed it. Been a busy day. Hopefully tomorrow, and we'll get to some emails that we didn't get to today. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. This is WKOK Sunbury.
Patrick. Well, good news.